A bit more Bach. Bozzoni's transcription of Wacht auf, the chorale prelude BWV 645, played by Nikolai Demidenko. Time now on Radio 3 for World on 3 with Lapa Qatari.
Welcome to the first World on 3 of 2014. And after all the excesses, no doubt, over the festive season, tonight's programme is going to be a mix of final holiday weekend sounds. So I thought we'd start with the sounds of rebellion. I don't know if that sums up your Christmas and New Year, but it is actually the sounds of Angola in the late 60s, to be exact, a time when music became the voice of revolution against the colonial power, the Portuguese. Here are Negoyeros de Ritmo with a song called Lemba. Negoyeros de Ritmo and Lemba from Angola's soundtrack Volume 2, a compilation out on Analog Africa dedicated to the short-lived recording industry in Angola that lasted just 10 years from 1969 to 78. But in that time created three recording companies and more than 800 records, mostly singles. The song was written by the band's guitarist, Almerindo Cruz. Amarindo wrote the song to tell his girlfriend that he wasn't married and to trust him in an effort to refute the lies that were being spread about him. She, in fact, met someone else, as did he, and they all lived happily ever after. The album is worth adding to your collection, and I'm going to play another track from it later on in the programme. Hello, I'm Lapa Kotari. On World on 3 tonight, we've got the truly dulcet tones of Jamaican lovers rock legend Cornell Campbell, who's joined by Londoners the Soothsayers. I've also got music from some of the names to watch out for this year and new releases from Grammy Award winners such as Angelique Kidjo and Los Lobos. So sit back and enjoy, or feel free to get up on the dance floor if the spirit moves you. Here's a tune from the Africa Express album called Maison des Jeunes that was recorded in just 7 days in Bamako. This is Subur by the Timbuktu indie band Songhoi Blues. The universal sound of soulful music from Nottingham singer Harley Blue. She's been in the music business for about 10 years and is still only 21 years old. Forget Me Not is her debut album, and that track was Enough Now. Bulgarian Risto Kolikov is a man who just loves all things flamenco, tango, salsa, in fact, anything that's Latino. He's toiled and searched for like-minded artists in his native country, and his efforts have been rewarded. He formed Del Padre back in 2009 and brought out their debut album just last year. This is the title track from that album, Ruby.
La otra noche me tropecé, cayendo por los cuatro lados, encandilando por tu luz, brillando el norte, el este, el sur. Tienes el fuego de mi vida, solo me das una cerilla que siempre enciende, ay, mi sed, a que suelo combino apagar. Ha sido un sol agonizante, rubí, de líquido fascinante, oeste, vierte en mí. Me vuelvo loco, sube de turista en este bar.
Chacho bebe un poco.
Esa te sería como tocar una estrella, para no desintegrar una sola botella. Me quemo en el balcón, algo de adentro afuera. Me quiero resbalar, te asusto o te gusto.
Ve, Jorgus, exactamente eso que yo le digo. Ve, es para que le digo. Si no se sabe si le estoy viendo de amor, de querella o de miedo.
Tienes el fuego de mi vida, solo me das una cerilla. Si tocas mi cuerpo como yo, no cesaremos sin misión. Puse a bailar de tu torbellino, tan torpe como soy, areándome el destino.
Tu pelo en mi colchón, cada mañana quiero escrito en un
어찌 될지 모르겠네.
Korea, one of the bands I got to see when I was in South Korea a few months ago, who really struck me as one to watch. Traditional instruments, folk sensibilities, but an indie pop outlook. Add to that pretty good musicianship and style, and you've got a winner on your hands. That was Don Dolario, a song based on a traditional Korean folk tune, a song that's actually sung on the 15th day of the new year of the lunar calendar. And the villagers wear line masks and dance around, hoping to scare away evil ghosts and ensure peace in the town for the year ahead. Another tune now from Angola Soundtrack 2. Teta Lando was descended from Congolese royalty and born into a wealthy farming family. At the age of 13, he fled to the Angolan capital, Luanda, with his family to escape persecution by the colonial powers, the Portuguese, who'd already killed his father. And so his musical career began. About 15 years later, around 1974, Lando recorded an album called Independencia that became one of the best-selling albums of the time. And the track I'm going to play, the title translates as I'm going to school to play ball. It's wistful, almost melancholic, slow-paced and sincere.
Joguei na escola pra jogar a bola. Cuando un tanguito chamucha tu oído, relojéale y sacala a bailar, sonreíle, cántale al oído y deja tus tamangos bailar. Hay tan serios en los bares de París, pero si nadie murió. Y yo buscando aquel fiambre en la misa, reje pa' otro lado. Cuando un tanguito chamulla tu oído, relojéale y sacala a bailar, sonreíle, cántale al oído y deja tus tamangos bailar. Hay tan serios en los bares de París, pero si nadie murió. Y yo buscando aquel fiambre en la misa, raje pa' otro lado. Chamucha tu oído, pon el guiño y hacela venir, que la vida es tan seria de día y de noche queremos reír, buscando un pecho fraterno, no, donde vivir y abrazar, buscando un pecho fraterno, no.
Light jazz tango with a slight eastern touch from the Argentinian twins Las Hermanas Caroni, the Caroni sisters, and Chamunia, a song about a little tango, and it's from their album Vuela. You're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. My guests on the programme tonight are Cornel Campbell and the Soothsayers. They came into the studio at the end of last year to play us some beautiful music and share their dreams. They began with a number called Nothing Can Stop Us.
Deep in our souls, our love, our love just burns. Oh, yeah. Deep in our souls, our love. Why won't
best of what life on this night depends. Oh yeah. Nothing can stop us. Oh baby, I need you so badly. Come on down. Wipe away your tears, gonna sing.
Jamaican legend Cornel Campbell and London's soothsayers warming up the studio here on World on 3. And to quote the song, it is all about the fun tonight. Nothing yeah. can stop us. Cornel Campbell, a really warm welcome to you. Great to have you
Thank
here
you
on the show.
Thank you for
having me here. And Robin, you're sitting here, Robin Hopcraft, sitting here to talk for the entire soothsayers.
That's right. It's great to be here. Yeah.
That was a really, really sweet song, Nothing Can Stop Us. You wrote it, Robin, right?
Idris Rahman actually wrote that tune. It was written last summer when Cornel was staying with us for a few weeks. He did a few gigs last summer and Idris came up with that and we recorded it. And yeah, that's how it came out.
Cornel, you were telling me just a few minutes ago that you are the original Gorgon.
Of course.
I thought a Gorgon was the woman with the Greek mythology with
like
the serpents in her hair.
It was really like that. But yeah. What really happened, in Jamaica we had a competitive thing. Rival singing against each other, like I would conquer them, you know. When I wrote that song, Bob Marley come and him say, some a Gorgon, some a guinea gog, in a disarray race. But I never replied back to Bob Marley. But I came with other names, like the guinea gog, the Curricon, you name them. It was just rivalry, things like that. But it wasn't really mean or harm. We just sing those things just musically.
Cornel, what drew you into music?
I remember back in the days, you know, it was Jamaica, did full of Pimento, merengue, you name them, rhythm and blues. I was a little kid. The whole thing was enthusiastic to me.
Singing was a part of your life right from the beginning, was it?
Yes, because I wanted to be somebody great. But the real guy behind me was a friend of mine named Kenneth Samuel. That guy had confidence in me, so we wrote a song together. And from there, my career started. I did one single for him. It was the name of My Treasure. It go like this. Pretty girl, you are the one I treasure. Pretty girl. It is a great song and don't like it. And from there, my career just start. And I've been around with a lot of groups, like the Uniques, the Techniques, yeah. You name them. The Sensations was one of my major groups. It's not to mention the Eternals.
Robin, there's Cornel talking about his dream as a boy. I mean, when did he come into your...
My consciousness yeah. about when I bought a record from Brixton Market in about 1985. I took it home and listened to it and just thought, this is amazing. Who's this guy? Because he's got such a unique voice, you know. And it was just, it just stuck in my mind. We used to sit around in my flat in Brixton listening to that. And then recently I went to Jamaica and we had this idea to get Cornell to sing on one of our tunes. We took the rhythm track with us and I went to look for Cornell.
Was he an easy man to find?
Well, I was asking people about Cornell and nobody seemed to know anything. And it was, I was thinking, oh, it's not going to work. But then by total coincidence, I bumped into the very famous producer, Bunny Lee, who Cornell worked with a lot in the 70s. Just saw him in a car park when I was going to buy some food. And he wears his sailor's hat, which is quite distinctive. And we saw him driving his car. He was driving into the car park. I said, that's Bunny Lee. So we went over to talk to him and said, oh, you know, we're just in Jamaica and blah, blah, blah. And he, before I even mentioned Cornell's name, Bunny Lee mentioned Cornell's name and said, you should work with Cornell Campbell. You know, I said, I was going to ask you that anyway. So it's quite weird that you're actually saying before I'd even uttered the words Cornell Campbell. But he was like phoning him up 2 minutes later. Said, talk to him on the phone. He's here. Talk to him.
So Cornell, when Robin called you to say, would you do some music with us? What did you think? You thought, okay, I need to hear what you guys play first.
Well, first to begin with, they're English. And I come from the foundation roots of the reggae, real, real raw reggae. Of course, I was curious what they would sound like. Yeah. First, because the English band, when I came here, they were quick. And I said, yeah, man, these guys won't work because I'm really quick. And we did a show, and the show went to a gigantic. It was great. And from that, we just keep on, nothing can stop us.
Can we have some more music from you guys? What are you going to play next?
What we're going to play next? we're going to play a song called Dja Dja Mina Bonya. This is one of Cornell's songs.
Original
when song. Was this written, Cornell?
Let me tell you actually of the song. My mother's really a Cuban, and she came to Jamaica. So it was like a Mexican-Cuban thing. So I love my mother very much. So I just write this song, I'll write name Dja Dja Mina Bonya.
Because you're a prolific writer, aren't you?
I'm a very good writer.
You've written hundreds of songs.
And I write very fast. I write about real message for the younger generation in the world that they can listen to it, to steer them. I try to make people happy by writing good things.
So, a song written for Cornell's mother.
Yes, yes, yes. Dedicated to my mother, for sure.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. They ill-treating us with sufferation and killing, how slowly we starvation. Me the Anya, cha cha cha, but the Anya, cha cha cha, me the Anya, cha cha cha, but the Anya, cha cha cha, me the Anya, cha cha cha, but the Anya, cha cha cha, me the Anya, cha cha.
A song there dedicated to his mother, Cornell Campbell and the Soothsayers. More from that session in about half an hour's time. But I think it's time for a little shake-up, just a small one. Here's the Foo Fighters guitarist, Chris Shiflett, and his band, The Dead Peasants, with a song called Good Time Charlie's.
Place called Good Time Charlie's, a little four-piece band swinging out of sight, and I'll be there if you want a party from 9 in the morning till 12 at night. 2 miles from town, across the railroad track, turn right at the light and park in the back. You're always welcome, don't forget to drop.
Trio of songs there, straight up barroom tales from Chris Shiflett and the Dead Peasants. Brooklyn-based The Lone Bellow was next with a sweet ballad called Teach Me to Know from their EP The One You Should Have Let Go. And last in that sequence, pleasantly distorted electro-chill indie folk from Sweden's Mariam the Believer and Somewhere Else from her debut solo album Blood Donation. So from Mariam the Believer, someone to watch, to someone who should always be on your music radar, an artist who explores their craft with the fearlessness of someone who truly knows themselves. I am, of course, talking about Beninese powerhouse Angélique Kidjo, a bit of a hero of mine. I'm so excited about having her on the programme on Valentine's Day. She's just written a book about her life and she's bringing out a new album at the same time. It's called Eve. And this is Bana, a song where she's joined by her mother.
Bana, 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 bongo. Bana, bana, bongo, yeah. bana bana bongo bongo ye bongo ye bongo ye.
40 years and still going strong, Los Lobos and Veganza, recorded live in concert in New York. A bit of everything in that number, rock, blues and salsa, their trademark sound in one Grammy Award-winning package. OK, so back to Cornell Campbell. What a delight it was to have him in the studio with the Soothsayers. And Cornell, I must say, was even more delighted to be in the studio when he found out that it was where Bing Crosby made his last recording. And I think we've got a picture of Cornell under the brass plaque looking rather pleased. And to ensure he got the picture just right, he stood on a chair for the shot. Cornell began the second set with There's a Fire. This is the sound of true lover's rock.
Just can't hide. I'm yearning for your love, honey. My friends shake their heads and wonder why, but your love brings me up high. They even tell me, Cornell, you run to a loser, but your love I can't. Just change time. I'm yearning for your love. In the morning, I wake up with a smile. I'm so happy to see you by my side. Thank you.
There's a fire. Cornell Campbell, a voice that is impervious to time.
Thank you for the compliment.
Cornell, fantastic. And the trademark harmonious horn section of Soothsayers. Rob, that is a beautiful song. You guys wrote it, right?
Actually, that song is written by a friend of mine called Roger, who I met on the 37 bus in Peckham. It's a long time ago. And we used to sit around in our flat in Brixton and used to play it on the guitar. And when Cornell was coming over, he said, "Cornell, can you get Cornell to sing that song?" So we were like, "Yeah, that's a great idea."
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, that's what you would call a classic lover's rock song. Right?
Yeah, totally. It came out. Yeah, it was a lover's rock. It was written in the lover's rock era. So, yeah.
It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, and you are the voice of lover's rock, really, aren't you, Cornell?
Well, I'm versatile, you know. I'm here.
You know, Robin was talking about his search for you, coming out to Jamaica and then bumping into Bunny Lee in the car park. Have you been working with Bunny all this time? I mean, he's one of the guys you've done hundreds of records with.
Yeah, but that was previous things.
Yeah.
You know, after a while, I move on. Because the music changed after a while, and, you know, the reggae started to decline. Nobody wasn't listening to him anymore.
So when Robin came along, had it been some time since you'd worked with Bunny? Had been into the studios?
That was a very long time ago. When I met Robin, actually, he told me that he'd like me to do a recording for him. And I never have no specific song at that moment. I was driving my Jeep, just driving on the highway, and writing a song. And I write the song named
I'll Never Leave.
Yeah. I'll Never Leave. And I was trying to get lyrics in my head. So I park over on the ramp, and I started to sing. That's what I started to write. And the inspiration just come to me. Robin didn't know that I write the song at the same time, in a split second. And I went to the studio, and it was just like, boom.
Robin, what was it like recording in studios in Jamaica? It was in Kingston.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's Bunny Lee's studio. He's got a studio in, what part of town is that, Cornell?
Yeah, that's Dorney Park.
Dorney Park, yeah.
Yeah,
it's great. I mean, it was Cornell's quick in the studio, so we weren't in there for long, were we?
No.
Two takes.
But Bunny Lee...
Perfection.
Bunny Lee
have
a great
first
studio.
Take.
Anyway, yeah, it's a great
yeah,
studio.
And it was good to go into Bunny Lee's studio and see
of
all...
Course.
And there's like, you know, you go into Bunny's studio and there's master tapes lying around with like Jacob Miller written on them and Tommy McCook and Slim Smith.
Exactly.
There's a lot of history in there.
Yeah, so much history.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And what was it that attracted you to these guys? I mean, apart from the fact that they play really tight, don't they play beautifully?
Well, I mean, I'm a sensitive person when it comes to musicians, yeah. And I like good things, good sound. Them come together and then play it. I am a perfectionist. And as I mentioned before, I said the first show I did with them, it was fantastic. And that's why I'm with them.
And the last song you're going to sing for us is called Conqueror, which I think is quite a great way.
Yeah.
Tell me about the song.
Robin was the one who said to me, you like me to do what I write, you know. And Conqueror, we just feel the vibes. Because we just want to conquer something, maybe. You have to just move on in life. Yeah, man, move on, positive.
And who would have thought, Robin, eh? Back in 1985, that when you were listening to Cornell Campbell, that one day you'd be sitting there writing with this legend.
I know, it's amazing.
Have him singing in the
but
band.
But then, you know, it's like you're saying about positive over negative. You believe you can do something and you have an idea, and it's a good idea, then, you know, if you're just positive about it, you can make it happen, you know, because that was the whole thing about when I came to Jamaica to find you.
Yeah.
It was an idea, thought it just came to me as like, that's going to happen. And it just happened. It wasn't as hard as it, you know, it could have been, but, you know.
Well, it's a kind of destiny.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know, sometimes it's like that, like a kind of destiny. We meet up and work together. And of course, this is that's why we're here today.
Cornell, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Brilliant. And Robin?
Thanks for being here. Thanks for having us. It's been great to be here.
When I look on the wall here and I see Bing Crosby made his last recording in this studio, I'm reading it.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really good to know that I'm here.
It's great to have you
in the same studio that Bing Crosby and so much legend passed through and come here to BBC. Yeah, it's a great honor for me to be here. I'm happy.
And I'm happy. I'm really happy. Thanks, guys.
Pleasure.
What a dream to have him in the studio. Cornel Campbell conquering us all with his voice and taking it up a level with the help of one of London's finest bands, the Soothsayers. The perfect way to start the new year here on World on 3. And you can listen to the session again by going to bbc.co.uk and making your way to the Radio 3 homepage and clicking on World on 3. And the whole programme is available to listen again for the next 7 days. You'll also find details of tonight's playlist, as well as those pictures of Cornel and the Soothsayers in session in the Maida Vale studios. I'm Lopa Gotari, and you're tuned to BBC Radio 3. Warp and Weft is Laura Veer's ninth album, and though it may not be so different from what she's done before, she has a style of singing and songwriting that always draws me in. I'm going to play a song from her album. It's called Shapeshifter, and it's a tune with a slight Hotel California element to it. But before that, I'm going to play a song from Stuart Masters. He's a London-born East End boy who seems to have spent his life seeking out stringed instruments to learn and master. The violin and guitar, of course, the harp for sure, but also the sarod, the 25-stringed fretless lute. All this adventuring has naturally found its way into his music, and on his album Odonata, he takes us on one of his journeys. Hungry River Cobbler is one of two instrumentals on the album, and it's about a Vietnamese freshwater fish called the river cobbler. It's Stuart's composition of the root of the fish as it wends its way upriver.
On the ground, black blizzard round a cold gray sun. Winter's on the way. Think we're gonna make it out if we stick together now. If we stick together now, too many times we fight, turning day into night. In that fire right out, but the coals underneath they burn. I turn to you and find I love the very one I spurn. Winter's on the way. I think we're gonna make it out if we stick together now. If we stick together now. living as one.
Argentina's Juana Molina, who really deserves the moniker Queen of Latin Chill. I saw her at St Giles in the Fields near Tottenham Court Road just over a month ago. And she looks like a cross between Janis Joplin and Cousin It from the Addams Family because of her long hair that oftentimes completely covers her face.
She's an absolute genius at loops and gizmos, and between her and her two band members, she created a wonderfully layered experience of sound, melody and voice. Her album, Wed 21, is a must-have. Now, last year, the Coen brothers came out with a new film called Inside Llewyn Davis. It's about a fictional blues singer in the 60s who kind of could have been Bob Dylan if it hadn't been for Bob Dylan. It's loosely based on the life of Dave Van Ronk, who wrote the story on which the Coen brothers based the film. Dave Van Ronk did actually know Bob Dylan. He also received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers, ASCAP, back in 1997, just 5 years before he passed away. And as with many Coen brothers' films, the soundtrack is as important and poignant as the film itself, which, by the way, won this year's Grand Prix at Cannes Film Festival. I'm going to play Green Green Rocky Road from that soundtrack, which is in fact sung by Dave Van Ronk. But before I do, here's a song from the guys who are going to be in session on the programme next week, Mono Swazi, a band where Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Norway and Sweden meet.
Thank you. go by Baltimore. Need no carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, we'll go down to Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk. He just fly, he don't walk. He don't run, he keep on flapping to the sun. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall. Don't you stumble, don't you fall, or don't you sing. Don't you shout when I sing, you come running out. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Guitar. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. Soda cracker, does your mama chew tobacco? If your mama chews tobacco, ooga dooga soda cracker, yes. Green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. When I go by Baltimore, no carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, there's a man in Galilee. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you
started traveling. I left home when I was young. When I first started traveling, yeah, I left home when I was young. Down.
I left old Bristol City. Got my start in Bristol City. Yeah. Never gonna quit. Are you? Ever gonna slow?
Amsterdam's mighty Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra getting all bluesy with Finn Greenall, the English singer who goes by the name of Fink. A track called Wheels that was recorded at a concert with the orchestra in October 2012. In October last year, the whole concert was finally released, called simply Fink Meets the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. It's a mark of his talent that he gets to explore his art so extensively. And I think he's one of the few, if not perhaps the only artist, to have played at both the BBC's electric and actual proms. And so to Mi Encanta and the sweet-voiced Latin Grammy Award-winning Mexican singer, Carla Morrison.
Me encanta el sabor de tus besos. Confundir lo que tus caricias quieren decir. comienza a confundir lo que tus caricias quieren decir.
Nacional, Gabriel Etão, na estrada de Sertalhe, caiu ele, na estrada de Sertalhe, Nicos Lana Jambo até, a causa da nação, Gabi, caiu ele, Gabi, Gabi Leitão, qual foi, caiu ele, Gabi, I'm gonna
da cena contada do Gabiú na multidão é.
The sonorous, gruff tones of 70-year-old Bonga and one of the songs on Black Box, an album that Nicolas Repac, musician, producer, DJ, brought out at the beginning of last year. Over 15 tracks, Nicolas explores many shades of the blues. He uses old recordings and samples from Blind Willie Johnson, reworks James Ironhead Baker and Black Betty, and he's joined by people such as Bonga and Sheikh Lo. If it passed you by, then go seek it out. I loved every minute of it. And that's it from me for tonight. Thanks to Cornell Campbell and the Soothsayers, and to you for listening. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to leave you with a song from a singer who was part of the last Rolex Protégé scheme. It's a scheme where artists across many disciplines are teamed up with leading lights of the various industries. Egyptian Dina El Wadidi was teamed up with Gilberto Gil. And here she sings a duet with her mentor. She's definitely a name to look out for in 2014. This song is called The Night. Till next week, goodbye.
الليل بيسبق ركفة البردان والدنيا تشتي فوقي بنورو وناس تلاقي بعضها بأحضان وناس تودع حضنها بشرو
Espalha o arrepio do frio e chove pétalas de rosas em sua testa. Encontram-se uns aos outros com abraços e outros encontram os outros com lágrimas.
Yeah, babe.
صبح متأخر
O precioso é vendido e o comprador está morto
تطلع علينا تدعي وتبخر
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3's selection of music to keep you company through the night. 2014 sees the 150th anniversary of Richard Strauss's birth, and in about 50 minutes' time you can hear his youthful tone poem Also sprach Zarathustra. That's the conclusion to a concert that the Sydney Symphony Orchestra and their music director of the past 5 years, Vladimir Ashkenazi, gave in February 2012. Now, if you enjoy live theatre in the cinema as much as I do, then you'll be looking forward to seeing Coriolanus in a few weeks. Beethoven composed his Coriolan overture not for Shakespeare's tragedy, but for a dramatisation by his playwright friend Heinrich von Collin.